each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Mounts presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. And now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts.
Hello and thank you for tuning my way this morning. I'm Reverend Tommy Mounts. I'm going to come home to tell you a beautiful message of Something to Believe In. We've been preaching this message for many years, and it's too sweet to quit now. So I'm so glad that you've tuned my way, and this is the day the Lord hath made. The Bible said we could, and we should rejoice and be glad therein. So let's start our broadcast today by doing this beautiful song here. I hope you enjoy this one.
Why did he go to Calvary? Why was his lifeblood shed for me? Why did he suffer as no man ever done? There's just one reason. I am the one who loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. He loves me. He loves me. Jesus loves me. When I am sad, he loves me. Even when I'm bad, he loves me. When it seems no one cares for me as he does, I talk with Jesus. He loves me.
Jesus loves me. I love that song. I love the testimony that it gives, and I know that Jesus loves me. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And that's truth, my friend. That's what we're here to this morning, to tell you the truth. I don't want to tell you a lie, because the Bible said you believe a lie and be damned. But today you can believe the truth. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except through and by me. So I'm going to point you to Jesus Christ, and I will assure you that if you would believe in him, that you can have everlasting life. So let's go right now and listen to this song. Hope you enjoy this one.
Well, I can't take the heart that's broken, make it over again. Oh, but I know a man who can. I can't take the soul that's sin sick, wash it up and make it white as snow. Oh, but I know a man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. Oh, but I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think there's no one that loves you, and you lie, well, it's all out of hand. I know a man who can. I can't walk up on the waters, I can't calm no raging sea, but I know the man who can. I can't cause blind eyes open, make the dead get up and walk again. Oh, but I know the man who can. Some call him Savior, the Redeemer of all men. I call him Jesus, for he is my dearest friend. Now if you think, well, there's no one that loves me, and my life, well, it's out of hand. Oh, but I know the man who can. I know the man. I know a man, and he can.
All things, because all things through Christ are done by the hand of God. So I'm thankful for you this morning. I appreciate you tuning my way, and I appreciate the support I've got this month, and we're starting a brand new month. Can you imagine? March is about gone. April, here we are time's moving right on. Weather's been good. I think we've had a great winter. Somebody said the other day, I'll tell you, I think we've had a great, I'm thankful for you. I appreciate all the cards and the letters and the support that I had. So let's go right now and listen to this recitation. I hope you enjoy this also.
When I was just a little tyke, I was set at the table between my pap and my mother. Pap, well, he would feed me on one side and on the other my mother. Oh, we were old chums back then, Pap, me and mother. On Sunday, we would take a walk through the woods and across the pastures. Pap, he always carried his old cane, while mother and I would pick at the daisies in the lane. Sometime my older sister was along, and other times it was just Pap, me and mother. Pap, it seemed, as we would walk along, he would have his head down. He was thinking and couldn't hear me or mother. Well, the old cowbell would be clinging, and the long lines in his face seemed to tell that he was worried about one thing or another. We did not understand, me, sis, nor mother. I grew up and I went away. I left the old farm. Just thinking about that day still brings a choke to me. Now it would have been all right living with my older brother, but I just never could forget leaving the old farm, Pap, and my mother. I went back one day and I found Pap all pale and hollow. Saw right off he'd soon be going where none of us could follow. The long streaks of his face showed just how he loved each other, and we would have to talk real fast to hold back the tears, for his eyes were saying just how much he hated to leave me, sis, and mother. Well, Pap went on, but mother's still living, but soon she will too, I reckon. She tells me sometime she just can't seem to see Pap as he's standing there with his hand beckoning. Life ain't long, and I'll go myself one day or another, but then we'll all be back together, me, Pap, and mother. Well, the pretty hill, the new roads to walk, and just to sit down at the river of life, and never more to worry. We'll hear the great choirs of heaven singing, me, Pap, and mother. And Gab, well, will play, and Gabriel's trumpet will sound. The beautiful birds will sing to one another, and there we will nevermore part, no more. Me, Pat, Sis, and Mother.
And Mother, I hope you enjoyed that. I love doing recitations. I have one here that Daryl Olson sent me, and I've got to get it on, but I just haven't been myself. I've got to get back on my feet. I hope that you're praying for me and lifting up my hands. We've had a hard time. This has really been rough for me. So I'm not feeling sorry for myself. I'm just saying that I need your prayers. I need your help. I need your prayers. I need your support on this broadcast, because it hasn't been an easy task. So I know that you're praying for me, and I'm praying for you, okay? Let's go now and listen to this song.
As a child, I foolishly turned God away, not knowing the heartbreak that a sinner must pay. But God in His goodness had let me return to share with the children the lesson I learned. Sin will take you farther than you want to go. Slowly but wholly, taking control. Sin will leave you longer than you want to stay. Sin will cost you far more than you want to pay. So with pleasure and promise, sin took control, leaving me dying with nothing to show. Gone were my loved ones and my dearest of friends. Only a Savior would love me again. Sin will take you farther.
Cost you much more than you want to pay. Well, we're going to do another song for you here, and then we're going into the sermon called The Lamps. Let's keep them burning.
He's the one who touched a blind man's eyes that day up on the street. And I watched him as he healed a crippled man or twisted broken feet. And he loved the little children, I can see them as they sat up on his knee. Oh, how can they hurt him? This man's so wonderful to me. Mama, see the man, it looks like to me he's crying. Mama, see the man, in a few more minutes he'll be dying. He's the one who fed us as we walked along the shores of Galilee. Such a good man, it's all so confusing to me. He's the one who walked upon the sea. watching from the shore. And I heard him tell this lady, leave this place and go and sin no more. And all I ever knew of him was doing good for people just like me. I just don't understand it. In the distance, three tall crosses I can see. Mama sees a man, it looks like to me he's crying. Mama sees a man, in a few more minutes he'll be dying. As we walk along the shores of Galilee, he's such a good man, it's all so confusing to me. Mama sees a man, it looks like to me he's crying. Mama sees a man, in a few more minutes, he'll be dying. Mama, see the man.
The way that Bob is feeling when that policeman walked up to his house and said, Bob, I have bad news. Your wife, your mother-in-law, and your daughter have been killed in a car wreck. The tragedy hit Bob so hard that Bob screamed out without even any thought, I don't deserve this! God, you ain't fair. All of a sudden, Bob moved into an area where a lot of the rest of us have to move in. I've got to have somebody to blame this on. So he blames it on God. He said, God, I don't deserve this. Why is this happening to me? Because he was hurt. He was bitter. He became angry. Well, he said, I'll get vengeance. I'll go to court, and this boy that's killed my family, and the courts will give him justice, and he'll die. He'll die for the penalty of his crime. But it didn't happen that way. They went to court and they tried the young man for drunk driving, but lo and behold, the jury acquitted him and could not even charge him for drunk driving. Well, again, Bob's outraged. He jumps up in the courtroom and says, it ain't fair. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve for my family to die and let him go free. Very angry and very bitter. He goes home. That's all he could think about. His life is shipwrecked. You can about imagine, how can a man go on with life when everything he's got is gone? I've got to have somebody to blame this on. He, from day until dark, he would say, God, you've been very unfair to me, because he was wanting to play the blame game. I got to blame this on somebody. God, I've been a good man. I've worked hard for my family. I've provided for my family. I've paid all my bills. I owe no man. And I've been a good man. I go to church on Sunday. I sing in the choir. I do all that a good person ought to do. And look what you let happen to me. He's got to blame God. He's got to blame somebody. But one day, he was sitting on the couch. And things are going to change for Bob. He's sitting there in all of his bitterness, all of his hate. I mean, after all, the man's walking the street that killed the loved ones, the people that I loved and cared for so much. And while he was sitting there, something happened. All of a sudden, it seemed as God broke into that mind that was so disturbed and so full of hate and so full of bitterness. And said, Bob, I gave you much more than you ever deserved. You didn't have a job because you deserve it. You didn't have a wife because you deserve it. You didn't have a mother-in-law and a daughter because you deserved it. Those are gifts that I let you borrow for just a little while. And Bob, you didn't have them because you deserved it. You had them because I felt that you needed them. You needed a wife to share your life. You needed a daughter to smile, one you could be proud of. And you needed a mother-in-law that you could love. My mother-in-law used to say all the time, when he gets to ever loving me, I know there's something wrong with him. I wasn't about to let her know how I felt, because I knew she would never let me forget it. But can you see the situation that he's in? Because he felt like, hey, I don't deserve for this to happen. But yet all of a sudden, the picture changes. He has more than he ever deserved. We don't have what we have because we deserve it. Because we don't deserve anything. I was pulling my money out of my pocket there just a while ago, and I was looking on just about every coin I look on. There is a printed thing. It says, in God do we trust. I pull out a penny. I look at it. It says, in God do we trust. I would pull out a dollar bill if I had one, but the dollar bill says, in God we trust. And yet we ask God, God bless America. We sing the song, God bless America again. But God has blessed America. We are people who have been blessed abundantly. We have gone through wars, and God has brought us safely through every one of those. Our forefathers settled in America for one reason, that they might have a place of freedom to worship God. But today God's been challenged. God is the biggest problem in America. God has become a problem in the world. Because, you see, we think everything we have is something that we deserve. God knew that we needed Him. I never will forget the prayer that the little boy was praying one night before he went to bed. He said, God, I thank you for my mother. And God, I thank you for my father. I thank you for my schoolmates, and I thank you for my school, and I thank you for all that you have given me. And he jumps into bed. And he got back out and said, oh, by the way, God, I thank you for being God. And please don't let anything happen to you, because if it does, we're all in bad shape. We don't deserve all that we have. We don't deserve all the good things that God has given us. Why is America, why is the world against God? Why would they go down into our colleges and put up signs, or God is expelled from this university? Why would, at Emory and Henry College many years ago, why would Altizer, Mr. Altizer, the Einstein of theology, why would this man stand up and say God has died in our time? Why would another atheist say that God is dead and the church is no more than a tombstone to his memory? Another man answered that by saying this. He said, to see a world without God would be like looking in a looking glass and not seeing your own face. We have more today than we ever deserve. We don't get the things that we deserve. God just knew that we needed them. You know me, I like old Hank Williams. I love Hank Williams' recitation. I like the one about the funeral. I did it one Sunday morning here. He said, God didn't give you that little baby by 100,000 miles. He just felt you need some sunshine, and he lent him to you for a little while. He lets you keep and love him till your heart's a bigger grown, and the silver tears you're shedding now are just interest all alone. You see, God gives us sunshine. God gives us laughter. God gives us joy. Sure, he takes our loved ones. Sure, they die. Sure, we plant them in the ground. He's as sad as we are. The Bible said the last thing God would destroy would be death. One day God will put death under his feet, and there shall never be no more death. He don't like tears. The Bible said he'll wipe every one of them away from our eyes. God don't like the smell of flowers going to the cemetery. There's a lot of things you don't like that God don't like either. But you see, God wanted us to have a little sunshine, so he lent him just for a little while. I wrote this down. I like this. It said, charity may be requested, but justice is demanded. The biblical injunction does not beg. It demands. not suggests, but commands. Not thou ought to, but thou shall. Today, the Ten Commandments are offensive. The law of the land is offensive to many people. You can't hang them up on the wall. You can marry same-sex marriage, but get the Ten Commandments down, because they deal with God. The moral issue of our land has become corrupted. We are living, and I want to state it again, we are living in a polluted land. We are polluted with sin, sex, drugs, alcohol is eating away the minds and the hearts of our young people. Because, listen, we are forgetting the God of the universe. We're forgetting that God holds the world in the palm of His hand. God holds every life. He holds every breath. He holds everything right in the palm of His hand. In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, He can take it all away from us, just like He did Bob. What would happen if God did go on strike? Supposing God would say, it's just a...
Well, I hate to break in that tape. I tell you, I was enjoying that preaching my own self. And they say when you enjoy your own preaching, then it must be good. Well, I was enjoying that. It's the truth, and the truth will set us free. We need to look at the truth. We need to know that God is fair. He's fair. I'll tell you, I thank God that He is fair, because I remember two great prophets, Jonah and Job, both prayed that they might die. But I know that I've been there. I've done that my own self. And when the pain gets hard, but God's always there for you. Always remember that. Father, I'm praying right now for my unseen audience. I'm praying for the sick and the shut in. I'm praying for God, those who have been listening this morning. I want you to touch my voice. Touch my life, God. Touch me that I might be able to continue on this broadcast and reach out across the airway and touch some heart, touch some life, and tell them that if God before them, there's no power that will ever stand against them. Father, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, neighbor, it's the starting of a brand new month. I could use some help, and I need some support on the broadcast to keep it coming in your homes each Sunday morning, which I know a lot of people that like this broadcast, and it goes out a lot of places. We run into people every day who say that they listen to it, so I know that it's well listened to. So you continue to listen, pray for us, help us financially if you can, but until the same time next Sunday, may God bless you and yours. That truly is my humble prayer.
Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Mounts returns next week at this same time. It's Tommy's sincere desire that today's program has brought encouragement and blessing. Please take time just now to write and include a generous offering, as your giving makes it possible for Something to Believe In to continue on this and other stations. Today's broadcast and or music tapes by Tommy and Martha are available by request. Simply include your request along with your offering when writing to Reverend Tommy Mount.